Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Anoint me, Lord. How many of you know that God has to anoint us afresh and anew for this season that we're in? And we're thanking God for this day. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Hallelujah. I was glad when they said unto me, come and let us go to the house of the Lord. Come and let us go to the house of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. My soul rejoices in the Lord. Yet will I praise him. Yet will I give him the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who he is. God is God all by himself. And we just thank God that that is enough, that he sacrificed his son, Jesus Christ, on the cross so that we could have life and have that life more abundantly. So I am thanking God for Jesus today. I'm thanking God for the cross of Christ. Amen. Well, God bless you and welcome to New Creation Christian Ministries. Welcome to New Creation Church, to the prayer line on tonight. Yeah. We thank God for each and every one of you that have come to touch and agree with us in the spirit realm, knowing that God has a miraculous, wonderful, marvelous plan for our lives. And we are coming to touch and agree through prayer that what God has said pertaining to us is true. We are touching and agreeing and giving God a big amen as we come to him in prayer, as we seek his face, as we begin to petition him on the behalf of our church and on the behalf of our loved ones and on the behalf of our nation. Yes. So let us go before the Lord in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you, God. We magnify your name. You are worthy. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for your love, your mercy, your grace. We thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, that Jesus died so that we did not have to, so that we would have life and have that life more abundantly, have that life to the fullest. Lord, we thank you for your hand upon our lives. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for waking us up this morning, God. We thank you for our right mind, God. We thank you, Lord, for wisdom from on high. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for that, the fact that we do have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. So, God, we thank you that we have a sound mind on today. I bind up the spirit of confusion. We come against that spirit of confusion. We come against that spirit, of that comes to make your people feel insignificant. We come against the spirit of defeat. Hallelujah. We come against that weak spirit trying to make your people feel that they do not have the power to continue, that they do not have the power to go forth. And we declare and decree that we are strong. We declare and decree today that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We declare and decree that every chain is broken in the name of Jesus. We declare that every yoke is destroyed. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you tonight. We bless your name. We worship you. Oh, God, we just exalt you on tonight. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough, God. We thank you for healing our bodies by our stripes. By the stripes of Christ, we are healed. By your stripes, we are healed. By your stripes, we are healed. We thank you, Lord, that you bore our infirmities, that you bore our transgressions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That you bore all sickness, that you, hallelujah, took all sickness off of us, that we do not have to walk in sickness, that we do not have to walk, my God, hallelujah, infirmed, oh God, that you, hallelujah, have healed all of our diseases. Hallelujah. And that's the people of God, that you said in your word that none of these infirmities, none of these afflictions shall I put on you. So, God, we thank you that we are not the sick trying to be made well, but we are the healed We are the healed, and the devil has been trying to make us sick. So we rebuke Satan right now in the name of Jesus. We come against every plan of the enemy. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against your people can prosper,
yes,
that we are indeed, hallelujah, mighty warriors in the army of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, that we have the full armor of God, that we have the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, our feet shod with the readiness to go and preach this gospel, that we have the shield of faith, hallelujah, and that we have, hallelujah, hallelujah, we have the sword, which is the word of God, praying always in the spirit. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, that we are fully armed, hallelujah, and suited up, ready for the battle, hallelujah. We bind up Satan and every adversary that has tried to come against your people, even on today. Ha, mama mo kushile akesha nama kanana akesha nama ole akesha nama. We come against the plan of Satan right now. Every satanic and demonic attack is trying to come against your people. We declare right now total victory in the lives of your people. Right now, we annihilate every demon. We annihilate every principle. We thank you, Jesus, that is easy for us because you nailed all principalities and powers to the cross, that you demolished the power of the evil one when you took our sins upon that cross. So, Lord, we just thank you for dying for our sins. While we were yet wretched, while we were yet sinners, when we were enemies in our own minds against you, you died for us. You died for our sins. You took the penalty of our sins upon yourself. And we just thank you so much for what you have done for us. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you.
Yes.
We magnify your name. Lord, we are just so grateful on today. Hallelujah. For all that you have done. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you died for us. Hallelujah. So that we can have life and have that life more abundantly, so that we don't have to live defeated lives, and we don't have to live confused lives, and we don't have to live lives that are full of poverty and sickness and hallelujah, and frustration, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for a peace that surpasses all understanding. I speak your peace. I speak peace over this prayer line in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I speak a peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the peace of the Lord being over your people on tonight, God. Hallelujah. Every person under the sound of my voice, the peace of the Lord be with you. The peace of the Lord be with you. God is saying, fret not because of evildoers. Hallelujah. God is saying, don't worry about the bills. He's saying, don't worry. Hallelujah. The Lord is saying, how can you change anything? You cannot change one thing by worrying. Ha, in the name of Jesus, God says he knows every hair on your head, and as he has provided for the birds of the air, as he makes the grass green and the flowers grow in due season, God says he will provide for you. He will take care of you. God, we thank you, Lord, for taking care of us. We thank you for providing for us, even in the middle of the famine, God.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, even in the middle of the famine, God, you continue to take care of us. You continue to provide for our every need. You continue to put bread on the table. You continue to put food on the table. You continue, oh God, hallelujah, to give us money for transportation. You continue to meet every need. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. We thank you for being El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. We thank you for being Jehovah Rophe, the Lord our healer. We thank you for being Jehovah Nishi, the Lord our banner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we praise you for being Elohim, the only God, the Most High God, the All-Magnificent God.
Hallelujah, the incomparable God, that nothing or no one can compare to you, the incomparable God. Lord, we just thank you. Hallelujah. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We have searched all over, God. Hallelujah. We look to things and we've looked to people. We look to our jobs, oh God, our spouses and our children, our parents, oh God. We've looked for so many things and so many people to validate us, oh God. And we kept coming up empty. But God, you have met every need. You fill that God-shaped void in our lives. And we thank you, Lord. We just came to say thank you.
Thank you, God.
Oh, God, we just came to say thank you. Thank you for meeting every need. Thank you for being the lifter of our heads. Thank you for being our bright and morning star. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For being Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For being King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you. Hallelujah. For being our rising sun, the light of the world. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For being the life and the resurrection. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you today. We bless your name today. We sacrifice and submit ourselves to you on today. God, we said, have your way. You said in your word that my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, repent, turn from their wicked ways, and pray. Then I will hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. So, Lord, we're coming to you, repenting on the behalf of our land, on the behalf of America. We're repenting, oh God, on the behalf of our families. And we're repenting, oh God, on the behalf of ourselves, oh God. We are coming to you, huh, with humbled hearts, oh God, saying, God, forgive us of our sins. Forgive us. We missed the mark. We messed up. We sinned against you. We violated your word, oh God. And we're saying, forgive us on today, God. Hallelujah. Forgive us and help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us. Help us, God, to forgive those who have hurt us. Help us to forgive those who have wounded us. Help us to forgive those who have talked about us, who have walked out on us. Help us to forgive those, oh God, who have cheated on us and lied to us. Oh God, help us to forgive those who have hurt us, oh God. Oh, God, help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us, oh, God, because you have commanded us to forgive, oh, God. You said if we don't forgive, then we will not be forgiven. So, Lord, we ask that you forgive us, oh, God, and help us to forgive. Give us a heart that loves, a heart that forgives, a heart like the heart of Jesus, who even on the cross, he said, forgive them, Father. For they know not what they do. Help us to be like Stephen when he was being stoned, who looked up into heaven and saw you, and saw Jesus Christ standing at your right hand and said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Help us to forgive over and over and over again, God. Help us to see beyond the immediate hurt and the immediate pain, and see into the future, and see into the plan that you have, the purpose that you have for that pain, oh God, that you allowed it. And if you allowed it, oh God, we can handle it, oh God. You said you would never put any more on us than we can handle, God. So, Lord, we ask that you will strengthen us, oh God. Give us our bellies of steel, oh God, not cold hearts, but heart bellies, oh God, where we're not, Father God, we're not so easily, hallelujah, offended, oh God, by those, Father God, who are called brethren, those who are called our sisters and our brothers in Christ, God. Help us, to continue to love. You said that we should be slow to anger and slow to speak and quick to listen, oh God. And Lord, help us to be quick to listen and quick to forgive, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that no root of bitterness will sprout up in our hearts, oh God. Help us, oh God. We need you, Lord. We want to be like Jesus. Help us to be more like you, God. Help us to have the characteristics of your DNA, oh God. You gave us this new nature. You gave us this new DNA. You made us new creations, oh God. And help us, oh Lord, to walk in the newness of life. Help us to walk in the newness of who you have created us to be, Lord. Help us, God. We're still man, the spirit, walking in this flesh. Help us to crucify the flesh, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we love you today. My God. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Heal every broken heart, God. Heal the hurting areas, oh God. Thank you for the balm of Gilead. Thank you for the balm of Gilead. Lord, we have faith and we believe you and we're walking through this life, oh God. But Lord, sometimes it gets tough, hallelujah, even to keep the faith. Help us in our unbelief, oh God. Increase our faith, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You've given each and every one of us a measure of faith, God. Hallelujah. But Lord, help us to continue to walk to higher heights and deeper depths in faith, oh God. In the name of Jesus, it gets hard sometimes, Lord. We get discouraged sometimes, Lord. But now, Lord, we know that you are the hope, the anchor, hallelujah, of our souls, that the hope that we have in you, the hope that we have in your word, that we, as we hold on to your word and hold on to your unchanging hand, that we can continue to move forward, that we can continue to fight, that we can continue to believe, that we can continue to pray, that we can continue, Lord, to hope, oh God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for unshakable faith. Ha.
Jesus.
Lord, we thank you for unshakable faith. We thank you for unshakable faith. I speak unshakable faith across the airways. I speak unshakable faith across this prayer line. We speak unshakable faith that your faith will not waver. We pray for each and every person under the sound of our voice. Satan has asked to sift you like wheat, but like Jesus prayed for Peter, we pray for you that your faith will not fail you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're coming out of this. You're coming up out of this. You're coming up out of heartbreak, and you're coming out of the pain. You're coming out of the discouragement and the disappointment. I break it off. I break it off for you right now in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against you can prosper. No weapon formed against you can prosper. You're walking with the Lord. You're walking by faith, huh? You're walking by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, help us to keep our eyes stayed on you, God. Help us stir up the fire, Lord. Let us not be cold, but help us to stay on fire for you, Jesus. Help us to stay on fire. You told Peter to follow you, take up your cross and follow me. Lord, help us to take up our cross and follow you, Lord. Lord, we need you. We need you, Lord. We need your power, God. We need your presence. We need you, God. Hallelujah. We don't just want what's in your hand, but we want you, God. We want you. We're panting after you as the deer panters after the waters, oh God. None more caution, irrigation, as the deer panters after the waters, so our souls are longing after you, oh God. We need you, Lord, more than our necessary food, God. Man has let us down. Women have let us down. People have let us down, God. Hallelujah. But Lord, we know that you will never forsake us. You would never fail us. You said you would never leave us. You would never forsake us. But Lord, you are always with us. So, yes. So we just thank you. And I pray for every person under the sound of my voice. I pray for New Creation Church. We pray for every person under the sound of our voices. We pray for every member of New Creation Church. We pray for every covenant partner. We pray for every person that's praying for us. We pray, God, that you will Father God, let your bountiful blessings pour out upon their lives. We pray, Father God, that you will heal every broken area. We pray, Father God, for every person, Father God, hallelujah, affiliated with this church, whether it's through the prayer line or the church, oh God, that you will increase us in the knowledge of who you are. We pray, oh God, that you will give us more of your power. We pray, God, hallelujah, 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 thank you, Jesus, that you will allow us to share not only in the sufferings, Father God, but in the power of your resurrection, oh God. Let us not just have a form of godliness, denying the power thereof, but let us walk in the fullness of your dunamis, and the fullness of your exousia, and the fullness of your power, oh God. Let it be like water, Father God, rivers of water flowing from our belly. Let us touch lives everywhere that we go, God. Let souls be saved, oh God, just when we open our mouths. Lord, let people be saved and healed by our shadows, oh God. Lord, let us be as the ambassadors that you called us to be, oh God. Lord, let every place in our feet shod, let us be able to possess the land, oh God. Lord, we possess the land everywhere that our feet shod. Let there be prosperity in our houses. Let there be healing in our houses. In the name of Jesus, I speak prosperity into every home tonight. I speak healing into every home tonight. I speak blessings into every home tonight. I speak peace into every home tonight. In the name of Jesus, I speak joy into every house. Woo, Jesus, I speak joy into every home tonight. In the name of Jesus, I speak the power of the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost over every life, a fresh infilling of the precious Holy Ghost into every heart tonight. Blow, blow, blow from the east, the west, the north, and the south. Holy Spirit, begin to touch your people. Begin to touch the people of God. Begin to fill us afresh and anew. Begin to blow over every dry place. Begin to blow over every dead place. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God, I receive it. Just go ahead and receive a fresh and filling on tonight. I receive a fresh and filling on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and thank him. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. Just go ahead and open your mouth and magnify his name on tonight. We magnify your name tonight, God. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Give him the fruit of your lips. Hallelujah. Get used to worshiping God in your closet. Get used to worshiping him, praising him in your secret place. And that way, when you come into the sanctuary, it will be a customary practice for you. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and worship God. Lord, I love you. Go ahead and tell him you love him. We worship you tonight. We magnify your name. We praise your holy name tonight, God. We thank you for another touch from you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Lord, even as the people worship you, we thank you, Lord, for fixing everything that needs to be fixed in their lives. In the name of Jesus, you are the fixer-upper. You are the ultimate fixer. You are the potter, and you can put us back together again. So we thank you, Lord, that we are yet on the potter's wheel, oh God, and you are healing every area, every sickness, everything that's hurting. We thank you, Lord. I feel the Lord. He's healing right now. The Lord is healing us right now. He's healing everything. I got a good report from the doctors today. God's going to give you a good report at the doctor's office. God is taking away. He's healing glaucoma. He's healing arthritis. Come on, come on. Hallelujah. God is healing depression. My God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, he's healing backaches and slip discs and nerves that have bones pressing on them, sciatica, in the name of Jesus. God is healing high blood pressure right now. He's opening the eyes of the blind. Go ahead and receive your healing on tonight. That knee, God is healing that knee. Go ahead and stretch out that leg. God is healing tonight. The healing power of the Lord is being released on this prayer line tonight. Hallelujah. God is healing broken areas and brokenness, that heart that's been hurting. God is giving you joy for mourning. in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's giving you a garment of praise. God's taking off the old garments, and he's giving you a new garment, a garment of praise. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And Lord, even as we continue this prayer line, we pray for New Creation Church. We pray for this upcoming youth conference. Turn up, turn up, turn up with our youth, even as they come together, God. Lord, we ask that you will bless our youth, God. In the name of Jesus, bless our young people, our teenagers, our young adults, even our adolescents, oh God. Bless our young people, oh God. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, ha. Ma, koshana, ma. Save souls this weekend, God. We're still believing you for 500,000 plus souls. God, we know you are able, God. Save souls, oh God, on this upcoming youth conference. In the name of Jesus, change lives. Let the people be, the young people be on fire for you. Bless our workshop facilitators. Bless Sister Shaniqua. Bless Pastor Amney and myself. Bless Hallelujah, Sister Tina Lane. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, bless Minister Andre, oh God, singly, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless every person, Brother Kevin, oh God, every person that will, Father God, begin to stand and begin to minister, begin to testify, and begin to, hallelujah, speak into the lives of our young people, every person, oh God, every praise ministry, every praise team, every gospel talent act, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless, oh God. Bless these young people. Anoint them with power, even as they stand up, oh God. Let the Holy Ghost hit them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, oh God. Lord, we just thank you. Bring them in, huh? Bring in the young people from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Bring them in from the city of Elizabeth, Newark, Irvington, Edison, Broadway, Union, Hillside. Bring them in, oh God, from neighboring cities, far and near, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bring them in, oh God. Hallelujah. The cousins, the aunts, the nieces, the nephews. Hallelujah. Sisters and brothers, bring them in. Those who have been a part of the house, those who, Father God, have been gone for a while, bring them in, oh God, new and old, oh God, hallelujah. Bring them in, oh God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name, oh God. We glorify your name and we thank you for what you're about to do at New Creation Church. Bless this move when we move to Hillside. Bless the host church, oh God, hallelujah. Faithful Christian, bless the Malloys, oh God. Two churches in one location during kingdom work, oh God. Amen. Lord, we thank you that there will be no confusion. We thank you, Lord, that there will be no schism. We bind up every spirit that will try to come against New Creation Church. We speak prosperity over the church and blessings over the people, prosperity over the people, healing your word. The people shall prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. Your word will not come back to you void. So even as my husband continues with this prayer, God, we thank you for every person affiliated with this church. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for the fresh outpouring. We thank you for the famine being over. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that the barren season has ended and that we're walking into the newness of life. Hallelujah. So bless every person under the sound of my voice. I thank you for filling each vessel. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him. Hallelujah. As Pastor Emily comes to continue this prayer, just open your mouth and give God some glory. We worship you, oh God. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's a blessing in your praise. There is power in your praise. Hallelujah. There is power in your praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is situating. Pastor Emily, God is putting everybody in place and new creation. He's putting each piece together. Hallelujah. Each person in their rightful place. Hallelujah. So that this work can go forth. Yes. And we thank God for what he's doing. We thank God for those who are connected. We thank God for those near and far who are sowing seed into this ministry through prayer, through the finances, through the money that you're sending. Bless those who are sowing seed into this church, oh God. Hallelujah. We just thank you and we praise you. Increase them, oh God. Give them more than enough to pay their bills. Bless their businesses, oh God. Bless their homes. Bless their marriages. Bless their children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every tither, Lord, we thank you for opening up the windows of heaven right now for every tither of New Creation Church. Every tither, get ready. The windows of heaven are open. The windows of heaven are open. And God says he's pouring out a blessing so big that you can't even receive it. Begin to receive God has for you. God is saying it's time for you to take a withdrawal from your heavenly bank account for every tither. God says, I'm releasing resources. I'm releasing favor. Ha! My God, my God, my God. God says, I'm releasing favor on your behalf because you have been faithful over the few things. I'm about to put you in charge of much. So get ready, get ready, get ready. God is getting ready to bless you above and beyond what you can think, ask, or imagine just because you have been faithful in the tithe. God says he is getting ready to make it happen. What you have made happen for his house, God said, is getting ready to be released. No, 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 sorry, Lord. It's been released for you and your house, ha! Huh? In the name of Jesus, money cometh. Go ahead and shout it out. Money cometh. Money cometh. Money cometh to me. Yeah. Money cometh. God says you have not because you ask not. Ask God for the money that you need to pay that tuition. Ask God for the money that you need to get that house, that apartment. Ask God for the money that you need to start that business. Go ahead and ask. God said, ask and you shall receive the tithe. This is a word for every tither. As you open your mouth and you ask God, God says, I'm about to release it to you for every sower. I'm about to release it for you. Your seed is getting ready to bring forth a harvest for every sower of New Creation Church. Your seed is getting ready to burst forth from the ground. It's about to pop out and bring forth a harvest in the name of Jesus. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory be to God. We are momentarily going to take prayer requests.
Hallelujah.
God is on this prayer line tonight. We are believing, God, that the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, is in this prayer room in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, as we continue to pray for your people on tonight, thank you, Lord, that you are able to do the impossible.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
With God, it might be, with man, it might be impossible. With God, all things are possible. So as my wife said, we have not because we ask not. Your word says, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. So right now, through the power of prayer and the prayer of faith on tonight, we are knocking humbly, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray for every mother, every mother on tonight. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would minister to their heart, their mind, and their soul on tonight. Hallelujah. Blessing to the third and fourth generation for those who love you. We thank you that our children and our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. We count it all joy on tonight when we fall into different temptation. So Lord, we thank you for the purging seasons. We thank you for the seasons of preparation. We thank you as you prune us, Lord, that we will bear more fruit in the name of Jesus. So Lord, have your way on tonight. Have your way in the New Creation Church family. Have your way on every person represented on this prayer line. You know what they stand in the need of. Your word says what we do privately, you'll make it public in the name of Jesus. When we pray, pray in secret. You said you bless us, hallelujah, in a mighty, magnificent way. So, Lord, glory be to God. We're not going to lean into our own understanding tonight, but we're going to acknowledge you in all of our ways, and you shall guide our lives. So, Lord, we are looking right now to the author and finisher of our faith on tonight. In the name of Jesus, thank you, glory be to God, that you give us lips of clay tonight. Thank you that you have the ability to tame our tongues, because we know life and death is in the power of the tongue on tonight. Let us speak the word of the living God on tonight. Let us, glory be to God, let us speak, Father God, words that have power and authority. We take every thought captive on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we understand that the enemy has already been rendered defeated. All authority and power have been taken from the devil on tonight. So, Lord, we know that God is not a man that he shall lie, nor is he the son of man that he shall repent. Before he formed us in our mother's womb, he knew us. So, Lord, we thank you for the things you already prearranged, the things you already predestined, the things that you have already preordained for our lives to encounter. In the name of Jesus, Rishabakata. So, Lord, we take right now, we take back what the enemy have stolen. We take back our prosperity. We take back the anointing. We take back the power of the living God on tonight. We're taking back our marriages. We're taking back our families in the name of Jesus. We're taking back, Lord, hallelujah, the power of the living God, which rests, rule, and abide on every believer on tonight. In the name of Jesus, because your word says we're two or more gathered in your name, you be in the midst. So right now we touch and agree with every believer on tonight. In the name of Jesus, they'll have houses that they did not build. They'll possess lands, Lord, that they did not inherit. In the name of Jesus, you have given us all the ability to get wealth, to advance your kingdom. Glory be to God. So that person looking for employment, we say it's already done. That person looking to be healed in their bodies, we're saying it's already done. That person looking for peace in their troubled mind, we're saying it's already done. By faith, we receive it on tonight in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. Have your way among every believer. We're taking over the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God suffered violence, but the violence taken by force. We put our hands to the plow, and we're not going to look back like Lot's wife. We're looking forward. We're looking to the hills which cometh our help on tonight. So minister to every believer. None of our words will fall to the ground. We're like the spirit of Samuel tonight. He walked in power and authority because God was with him. So, Lord, we thank you that you'll never leave us, that you'll never forsake us. Lord, you'll always be with us.
Yes.
I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. What God has put together, let no man put asunder.
Yes.
So, Lord, help us tonight.
Yes.
Help us according to your word. You said, be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds on tonight and prove that acceptable in the name of Jesus what God will do for his people. So, Lord, we thank you for a renewed mind. We thank you for changing the way that we think on tonight.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive us. We repent of every sin. Jesus, have mercy. Goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. They who hide under the shelter of the Almighty God shall abide under the wing of the Almighty. So, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, those of us who are crying out tonight, those of us who are calling out to the living God on tonight, those of us who are believing by faith that you will do in the name of Jesus according to our faith. So, Lord, we say right now, have your way.
Have your way. Lord.
Have mercy on us tonight.
God,
your grace is sufficient.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Where we miss it,
hallelujah,
where we have sinned, grace much more abound.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you. Jesus.
As we open up the prayer lines tonight,
yes, God. Thank you.
Continue to minister to your people.
Yes, Lord.
As we open up the prayer lines tonight, make a way where there seems to be no way.
Yes, God.
As we open up a prayer line tonight, turn around that dead situation. As we open up the prayer lines tonight, renew somebody's strength. Somebody's feeling weak tonight. Somebody feels like they might try to lose their mind on tonight. Somebody feels like giving up on tonight. But you said in our weakness, your strength is made perfect.
Yes.
You said giving it shall be given back to you. So, Lord, all we're giving you tonight is our humbled lives. All we're giving you tonight are willing servants. All we're giving you tonight, Lord, is that we're laying down our lives and we're submitting all unto you. You said, deny yourselves, take up your cross, and follow after me. We are disciples of the living God. You said they know that we are your disciples, our love for one another.
Nah, hallelujah.
I felt that when I said it.
Thank you.
Lord, help us to get along with one another.
You,
help us to love on each other.
Yes, God.
Help us to lay down the weight and the sin that so easily beset us. Help us to walk in love. Help us to be led by the Spirit, and we will not fulfill the desires of this flesh.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, as we open up the prayer lines tonight,
Lord,
we believe that you hear us tonight. We're going to open up the prayer lines. If there's anyone under the sound of our voice on tonight, we pray for New Creation Church.
Yes.
As we have one more week in Elizabeth,
soon
to be in the city of Hillside, Hillside, New Jersey. You are God, omnipresent. You are God, omniscient. You are God, omnipotent. So the same God that is in Hillside is the same God that is in Elizabeth. So, Lord, we pray for the people tonight that wherever they stand in the need of, that you will minister to their heart, their mind, and their spirit on tonight. The prayer lines are open. If there's a prayer request, just press number one on your cell phone or your landline phone. And we want to pray with you. We want to touch and agree with you on tonight. We want to believe God with you and stand in agreement with you and your family, you and your marriage, you and your endeavors for the Lord. We want to believe God with you tonight. So if there's a prayer request, we got a few more minutes. He said, can you not pray with me for 1 hour?
Hallelujah.
And we're going to pray for that 1 hour tonight. If you feel just as though you need to listen tonight, God is honoring you as you have called in.
Thank you.
God sees you being faithful over a few things.
Yes.
He said, if my people who are called by my name, if they would pray.
Yes.
He said in his word that men ought always to pray. He said in his word that we are to pray without ceasing. That means continually. Pastor, I believe in the power of prayer.
Amen.
I believe everyone listening to us believes in the power of prayer tonight.
Amen.
Caller, we see that hand.
Yes.
We've seen prayer work.
Yes.
We've seen prayer go ahead of us and do the work of the living God.
My God.
We see prayer put us in a position to get us through the hardships that we face. Area code 404. We see that hand on tonight. God bless you.
God bless you.
Area code 404. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. All glory be to God. And I just want to ask that you continue to pray for my situation at home and that God continue to bless you both and bless all of those that are in need of prayer. And I just can't go one time without raising my hand and asking for prayer. I just can't let it go.
Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. The Bible says that we ought to be hot or cold, not lukewarm. So that fire, that zeal, that passion that you have for the things of God, keep that. God has placed that in your spirit. And right now, Lord, as we pray for Sister Maria, Father God, continue to stir the flame in her heart. Continue to minister, Lord, to her personally in the name of Jesus. Lord, increase her faith on tonight. Give her a greater understanding, a greater anointing on tonight. Father God, give her the supernatural ability that can only come from you in the name of Jesus. Even as she said verbally, Lord, she can't help but pray. She can't help, Lord, but to open up her mouth and say, Lord, you are able.
Yes.
So right now, Father God, we give her to you. We give her family to you.
Yes.
We give her concerns and her cares to you.
Yes.
We give her problems and her troubles to
yes.
you on tonight. We lay her at your altar.
Yes.
And you say, Lord, we say, Lord, have your way.
Yes.
Touch her life.
Yes.
Touch her family.
Yes.
Touch her business.
Yes.
Touch her body.
Yes.
Touch her mind in
yes.
the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Touch her heart on tonight.
Yes.
So, Lord, right now, we give Sister Maria to you, and we say, Lord, have your way.
Yes.
Satisfy her with long
yes.
life. Heal every broken area in the name of Jesus. Lord, fix every broken problem in the name of Jesus. Lord, make the crooked places straight on tonight in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we plead the blood over her life, and we say, Lord, have your way. Glory be to the living God. Lord, give her joy unspeakable. Make her happy. You said happiness
yes.
is like a medicine in the name of Jesus. Lord, help her to laugh more. Help her to enjoy life more. Help her to be
yes.
free and free indeed. Glory
yes.
be to the living God. Give her,
thanks.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, supernatural
yes,
ability
thanks.
To handle every burden, every care, every weight, every yoke that the enemy tries to put in her life. We render the devil powerless. We render
thanks.
Every fear removed. Every pain, every sickness, every disease removed off of her life in the
yes.
name of Jesus. Every stumbling block destroyed.
Yes.
Every mountain being brought down in her life.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So, Sister Maria,
thank you.
Keep believing God.
Hallelujah.
Because
thank
if God
you.
Be for you, who can be against
yes.
you?
Hallelujah.
I said, if God be for you, who can be against you?
Hallelujah.
Be reminded that the greater one is on the inside of you tonight than he
yes.
that is in this world. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you. God
bless
you. Amen. Well, continue to listen tonight in the name of Jesus. We got a few more minutes. If there's another prayer request, just press number one. Amen. Just press number one. If there's a prayer request, a prayer concern, if there's something that you need us to lift up to Jesus on tonight, I believe the power of God is on this line. And I just seen God moving in miraculous ways on tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen. And we'll just continue to pray as we anticipate any other prayer requests. Hallelujah. We want to pray for Evangelist Elizabeth Cage. Hallelujah. She's undergoing procedures. And we're thanking God that she's already healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you for your servant, Evangelist Elizabeth Page, oh God. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you for healing, oh God. Lord, even in the area of her eyes, oh God, where she's had surgeries, oh God, on both eyes. We thank you, Lord, for total restoration of her sight. We bind up and cut off the spirit and the power of glaucoma right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree that she is healed. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for total restoration, oh God. This is your woman serving your preacher. She wants to preach. She wants to read her Bible. She, Father God, is accustomed to daily, Father God, meditating on your word. Father God, we know that you are able, oh God, to come against anything that's coming against her body. So we come against any spirit of infirmity or sickness that's trying to come against her in her older years right now. In the name of Jesus, we declare right now that she
shall have long life, O God. And just like Moses, O God, that she will be strong, that her eyesight will be strong, that her strength will be strong, that she will be able, Father God, to have endurance and perseverance and be able to do the things that she's done as a young woman, O God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for restoration of her strength and restoration, Father God, of every area that's been under attack in the name of Jesus. We thank you for wisdom from on high, even, Father God, with any decisions that she might have to make pertaining, Father God, to life, O God, that you will continue to order her steps, O God, and give her wisdom. We thank you, Father God, for the positive, Father God, report, O God, and as we continue to believe the report that you give us in your word, O God, we thank you, Lord, that your word says that we are healed, that your word says that we are strong, that your word says that we are prosperous, that your word says, hallelujah, that we are more than conquerors, O God. So, Lord, I thank you. We thank you for Evangelist Elizabeth Page right now, God. Touch her right now, even in her home. Touch her right now, Father God. Lay your hands on her right now in the name of Jesus. And we just praise you on today. Hallelujah. I thank you for that person who's suffering with pain, even in that right shoulder area. Somebody, God just showed me somebody's having pain in the right shoulder area, and God is healing you right now, and he's taking away that pain right now in the name of Jesus. And God is showing me somebody right now, you're weary in your body, and you're feeling real tired, and God is just renewing you. He's relaxing your muscles right now, and God is just renewing you, and he's giving you a cloak of peace. And he's giving you peace in every area. And he's taking away that worry. You've been worrying, and God is taking away that worry. And I see God beginning to give you peace in that area and that headache. You've been having a headache. I see somebody right now. You've been stressed out, and because of it, you have a headache. And God says right now, he's taking away the headache. My God. Just begin to move your head from side to side as God takes away the pain from that headache. God is healing you of that headache. It's a chronic migraine, and it's been plaguing you, and God is healing you right now in the name of Jesus. I see the headache beginning to go away. Go ahead. Just go ahead and move your head. God is taking away the headache. Just go ahead and put your hand on your forehead and just rub there, right there. God is taking away the pain from the headache in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Indigestion. You've been dealing with indigestion. Somebody's been dealing with indigestion. You're not able to keep your food down. Hallelujah. And God is settling your stomach. He's settling your stomach, and he's getting ready. You're going to be able to eat. My God, hallelujah, and sleep, because you've been dealing with insomnia, hallelujah, and you're going to have a peaceful rest. God is giving you peace right now in the area of your rest, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for all those who came on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for your healing power that's penetrating this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we release you to continue to minister to the people of God. We thank you that you are a comforter, that you are a healer, that you are our deliverer. We thank you, and we believe in the power that's being released through the word of God. The God, you sent your word and healed them. So, Lord, we thank you for healing power being released on this line. And even as Jesus walked the earth and they brought the sick to him, that everybody that he touched and everybody that touched him was healed. So, Lord, we just thank you. Hallelujah. And we praise you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We see you. We see that hand raised. Hallelujah.
We're going to take this next caller. And, Pastor, I saw that with the restlessness.
Yes.
And we declare over every life tonight there's going to be a sweet slumber,
yes,
sweet sleep on tonight. Somebody's been sitting up. Somebody's been restless. And we declare and decree over your life that your rest will be peaceful, that you'll get a good night's sleep. God does not want us to be fatigued, and he does not want us to worry and have anxiety and stress.
Yes.
And, caller, we see that hand. But, Pastor, as you were prophesying, as you saw in the spirit realm, I believe that something was released tonight
yes.
over this prayer line, that
God.
Everyone under the sound of our voice is going to have such a sweet slumber tonight.
Yes.
When their head hit the pillow, it's all over.
My
so that's the glory of the living God. And we just thank God that he is the answer of our prayers. God wants his people, amen, to be in full potential, in full operation as we go from day to day. Area code 321. Area code 321. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
I have a lot of decisions that I'm coming up on, and I just want prayer for clear thinking, just clear mind and clear thinking, so that I can make the decisions that I need to make, and for favor. That favor surrounding me, and then as I go forth, I'm just walking as the Lord's directing me. The Holy Spirit is directing my steps, and I'm just following along, and the doors that need to be closed will be closed, and the doors that God will open, no man can shut.
Amen.
Forward.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We praise you, God. Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now, Sister Rita, Father God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will order her steps through your word. And I thank you that your word is a lamp unto her feet and a light unto her pathway.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
You.
Father God, hallelujah.
You
said, glory be to God. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. So taking, Father God, even every thought, Father God, and the intent of the heart. So I thank you, Lord, as she lay, Father God, her life before you and lay her decision before you. Give her a great spirit of discernment in this season of her life. Father God, give her wisdom beyond her years in the name of Jesus. Father God, hallelujah. You give her the spirit of wisdom on tonight, Father God, that she can make right choices in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for clarity, and we thank you in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would do it, Father God, according to your word, in the name of Jesus. We have confidence in you, because if we ask anything according to your will, we know that you hear us, and if you hear us, Father God, we know what we ask of you. So I thank you in the name of Jesus, as she leaned not unto her own understanding tonight, but she's acknowledging you in all of her ways. Now you direct her path in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we give her to you. You are our shepherd in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said, glory be to God. You have opened the door that no man can shut, and you shut doors that no man can open in the name of Jesus. Before, Father God, like the Apostle Paul, an opportunity, Father God, for many in the name of Jesus have opened for her. So, Lord, give her discernment. Give her right choices in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you for Sister Rita. I thank you for her life, Lord. I thank you in the name of Jesus for every opportunity. Every, Father God, in the name of Jesus, opportunity through your grace and your mercy that is before her today. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, supernatural ability, Father God, glory be to God. I felt that as I said it. It is so amazing, but God is just showing me that you're in a good place. Oh, glory be to God. He's showing me that you're right where he wants you. And God has placed you and positioned you in this season in your life for his purpose. for his purpose on tonight. So I thank God that sometimes when we're in that position that you find yourself in tonight, that God is there with you. And as I said earlier, if God be for you, who can be against you?
Yes.
That way we don't have to weigh ourselves down wondering if we're making the right decision. Because I believe the hand of the Lord is on your life on tonight.
Yes.
I believe God has orchestrated your steps to put you where you are tonight. And I believe God is going to get the glory as he has opened the door that no man can shut.
Yes.
Glory be to God. He has given you not just the ability to go through that open door, but he has given you, glory be to God, even the answer that you have been looking for. He wants you to walk by faith right now.
Oh,
and to live by faith and not by sight. So you already have the answer. You have already the solution. And now God has already given you the ability to just walk it out and carry it through. So, Lord, we thank you for victory. We thank you for success. And we thank you for prosperity in every area of her life. It's already done. Glory be to God. So, Lord, this test is already a testimony. So I thank you, glory be to God, that she already has what she needs. You said your grace is already sufficient for her in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we count it all joy. Oh, glory be to God. I'm feeling this thing. We count it all joy for Sister Rita tonight, and we stand in agreement that whatever she chooses, Lord, that you be right there with her. Whatever decision she make, Father, in the name of Jesus, that is going to be the right decision. So we give her to you tonight. Her cares, her concerns, her petitions are before you, God. So we say, have your way.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
All things are working together for
Hallelujah.
Your good.
Hallelujah.
All things, Sister Rita, are working together for
Hallelujah.
Your good on tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we're believing God with you,
Hallelujah.
And we're standing in agreement with you that God is going to get the glory out of any decision that you make pertaining to anything that you are dealing with in this season of your life.
Hallelujah.
I believe the
Hallelujah.
Favor of God is on your life, and
Hallelujah.
The favor of God, glory be to God, is adequate,
yes.
And it is enough. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You, thank
amen.
You.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Continue to listen as
Hallelujah.
We go off the air tonight. We're going to continue to pray
thank
for you
Jesus.
And praise God with you
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As we close tonight, I want to hear that I Believe by James Fortune. I believe as we pray with the people tonight, even those who didn't call in for prayer, we all stand in the need of prayer with something or some degree.
Yeah.
And I believe that, you know, when that father said, help my unbelief, when his son was possessed with those demonic forces, Jesus helped that father's unbelief. And we are human beings. We are people. And sometimes we miss it.
Yeah.
But we're praying tonight for God to help our unbelief. Amen.
Amen.
Allow this song to minister to you tonight as we go off the air.
Thanks, Fortune. This keeps me going.
I believe.
On those days when I feel
going.
Like giving up, fire. Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on
own anything on earth, but God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
About your future.